With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. Demand for COVID-19 vaccinations in California has reached a turning point. Gone are the days when people repeatedly hit refresh on their computers, hoping to score a vaccination appointment. Now, some clinics are accepting walk-ins, and others end the day with unfilled appointments. As KEZU's Doug McKnight reports, that's forcing health and government officials to rethink their vaccination programs.
Ann Mitchell is on the front line of those new efforts. She's a volunteer on the Monterey Peninsula.
My name is Ann. I'm calling from Meals on Wheels in Monterey. How are you today?
Ann is calling clients and setting up vaccination appointments. Most of the people Meals on Wheels serve are homebound. So instead of having clients arrange transportation to get a shot, Ann is arranging for the shots to come to them. Christine Wenge is the organization's executive director. She says Meals on Wheels has always been more than just a food delivery service.
We do wellness checks on our clients regularly, and we have sort of sped up this process now that the vaccine is so readily available.
She's brought in more volunteers and began additional welfare checks, making calls and asking, how are you feeling? How are the meals?
And guess what? We have the ability to bring a vaccine to you if you would like. We've had people cry on the phone. They were so happy and relieved.
The city of Monterey is also rethinking vaccinations. They're looking into clinics and neighborhood parks to make it easier for people to get shots. Recently, they even held a vaccination clinic at the foot of Fisherman's Wharf, a favorite spot for locals and tourists. Community Hospital of the Monterey Peninsula is holding pop-up clinics at places like the Boys and Girls Clubs and is offering vaccinations to its mobile clinic.
And we are asking for your help. Protect
the Salinas Valley Memorial Healthcare System is taking on vaccine hesitancy with a television commercial that reminds people,
it's safe and free, and it's our best shot at getting back to normal.
Dr. Alan Radner is the hospital's chief medical officer and an infectious disease specialist. He says people have vaccine hesitancy for a number of reasons.
They're concerned about vaccines. They're concerned about what is being described as the rapidity with which these vaccines have become available. They're concerned about long-term consequences.
He says educational outreach, like the commercial, is the best way to reach those who are hesitant, and adds the vaccines have been amazingly safe and effective.
Millions and millions of people have been vaccinated. We really aren't finding any hidden side effects or consequences.
Another group they're trying to reach are children. On Monday, the Food and Drug Administration approved the Pfizer vaccine for those aged 12 to 15. Dr. Radner says vaccinating young people in Monterey County can make a big difference because
it turns out about 20 to 25% of the population is under the age of 16.
And then there are the healthcare workers who actually put the shots in arms. Most often, they are a member of the Visiting Nurse Association of the Central Coast, which has been involved in the vaccination program since the very beginning.
In fact, it was a New Year's Eve day that I was making application and purchasing our freezer and getting us in shape to be a COVID provider.
That's Andrea Zutzma. She's director of community service for the Visiting Nurse Association. She says in the beginning, VNA held clinics but shied away from home visits because of the expense.
Each visit requires going into the home and then a 15-minute observation period. So one nurse could do perhaps, 6 to 8 visits in a day, whereas when we were doing our mass vaccination clinics, one nurse could see 100 people in a day.
A grant from the Monterey County Community Foundation is now helping to make those home visits possible. And Zutzma says every vaccination is a step toward limiting and controlling the disease. This is her message to those who are hesitant.
Vaccines are one of public health's greatest triumphs. With the exception of safe water, no other health strategy has had such a tremendous effect on reducing disease and improving health.
Even if the effort requires more creativity and determination. Doug McKnight, KEZU News.